this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Producers use various strategies to manage price risk. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, is a low-cost livestock price insurance. LRP is a management tool for feeder cattle, fed cattle, lamb, and swine producers. This type of policy makes payouts that replace income lost due to a price decline. The policyholder is provided flexibility in purchase timing, coverage length, number of head covered, ranging from 1 to 12,000, target weight, and coverage price level. Some preparation is necessary before purchasing an LRP policy. A producer must first sign up with an insurance agent. Premiums and coverage prices change on a daily basis based on futures markets. LRP policies are only available for purchase when USDA's Risk Management Agency updates the coverage information around 3:30 on business days through 9 a.m. the next morning. On federal holidays or days when the futures markets are closed, policies can't be purchased. Having a trusted and knowledgeable insurance agent is especially important given the limited timeframes available for sign-up. Making the purchase decision requires a producer to assess the daily costs and coverage prices and actually purchase a policy within a short period of time. An insurance agent works with the producer to determine acceptable levels of costs and coverage prices in advance. The insurance agent must also be committed to help a producer purchase a policy outside of typical business hours and on short notice. The period of time from when the policy begins and ends is called the endorsement length. This is the purchase date through the intended sale date. Minimum length is about 13 weeks, and the max for feeder cattle is 34 weeks. Currently available policies can vary from ending in June to November. Because expected or future prices are less likely to change over a short period, short policies have both lower premiums and expected payouts. Likewise, long policies have higher premiums and expected payouts. So, the October futures price in July is likely to be more accurate than the estimates put out in March. In other words, an unexpected decline in October prices is more likely to occur in March than in July. Flexibility is built in. Based on local corn and forage prices and availability, sell times for livestock might get adjusted. Producers cannot sell their livestock earlier than 60 days before the end of their policy and still be eligible for a payout. However, the livestock are not required to be sold at the end of the period. A producer should understand and be comfortable with this restriction. Like any insurance policy, there are many details to consider and discuss with a knowledgeable insurance agent. To find an insurance agent that provides LRP, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.